You're with us for the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. The Senate last week overwhelmingly passed President Trump's signature trade deal with Mexico and Canada, and it helped him fulfill a 2016 campaign promise. So we're looking at what the USMCA will do as the president is expected to sign it into law this week. Are you a farmer looking to sell products overseas? What does the replacement to NAFTA mean for your business, your industry? We're at 800-642-1234. Lori Wallach is director of Public Citizens Global Trade Watch. She's a 25-year veteran of the country's congressional trade battles, beginning with the NAFTA fight in the 90s. And she's been called a trade deal whisperer for her ability to explain the complexities of trade agreements. Lori, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Good morning.
Well, give us some context here. President Trump has called the USMCA the best and most important trade deal ever for our country. What are the biggest changes you see in this trade deal from NAFTA?
Well, I think folks won't find it shocking that the president's exaggerating a little bit. There are important changes, but it's not a total replacement of NAFTA. The big improvements are that there was eliminated from NAFTA the outrageous investor-state dispute settlement system. Those are those corporate tribunals where companies can go to three private lawyers and demand unlimited compensation from taxpayers if they think that some domestic environmental or health law or government action or court ruling undermined their new NAFTA privileges. And $400 million has been paid out during NAFTA in corporate attacks and environmental laws, health laws, energy policies. So that is totally eliminated between the U.S. and Canada and whacked way back with Mexico. And that's a big improvement for the environment. And also parts of those investor rules promoted job outsourcing by making it cheaper and easier to relocate to Mexico. So that's an improvement. There are stronger labor standards in the agreement and a new enforcement tool that
What do you mean by
used.
Stronger labor, looking at labor, what do you see there?
So the backstory of this is the president signed a deal in 2018, the NAFTA 2.0, that wouldn't have made things better, that wouldn't have stopped job outsourcing, and that shockingly actually added new goodies for big pharma, new monopoly rights that would have locked in our high medicine prices. So folks probably remember watching anxiously for the year while the Democrats said, we're not going to put that up for a vote. Democrats have a majority in the House. And there was a big fight. And one of the issues was the Democrats were insisting that the labor standards in the deal Trump signed in 2018 were basically improved by adding new requirements for Mexico to allow real unions. In Mexico, there are what are called protection unions. Companies that call themselves unions get paid by the boss to create a contract before the first worker is even hired. Usually, the workers don't vote on their union contract, and that gets registered in Mexico City, and then, ooh, the company's complying with the law, there's a union. And those fake unions, their job is to protect the boss and keep wages low. So in Mexico now, wages are lower in real terms than when NAFTA was enacted in 1994, and 40% lower than, if you can imagine, in China. So $2 a day for, you know, brand name U.S. companies. And so the rules in the agreement require that within 4 years, Mexico replace all those fake unions with real unions.
We're talking with Lori Wallach. She's director of Public Citizens Global Trade Watch. We're looking at the pieces of the USMCA, the new North American trade deal that it's been approved by Congress with bipartisan support. Join in 800-642-1234. Lori, let's zoom in on what this trade deal means for dairy products and Wisconsin's relationship with Canada. What differences might farmers in Wisconsin notice under the new agreement?
It's not going to be a big deal. And the main reason why is NAFTA, the original NAFTA in 1994, eliminated all tariffs between the U.S. and Mexico, so 100% market access, and most tariffs with Canada. And one of the few areas where there wasn't totally duty-free trade and total market access was dairy. And the way that that was done is a certain percentage of imports were duty-free. That's called a tariff rate quota, but the rest of it had a tariff. So the tariff rate quota, the amount of dairy products that's duty-free, was expanded slightly with respect to Canada. But to put this in perspective, the United States exports, you know, more than $10 billion of agricultural products to Canada every year. And the total national increase in dairy exports is around 200 million. So it's kind of a drop in the bucket, so to speak. And especially after the implications of the China counter tariffs, which have reduced Wisconsin's exports to China 22% just last year, nationwide $15 billion decrease in ag exports to China. So the Canada increase is not going to make a huge difference, but it's you know, it could help a little on the margins.
These changes are supposed to be phased in over time, over years. How long will it take before we start to see the effects of this agreement?
That's a really good question. So the good news is the original deal that Trump had signed in 2018 had some very bad things that went to effect right away, including the new goodies for Big Pharma that would have immediately basically knocked off of Congress's agenda a bunch of improvements that are now being fought over to try and bring down prices for drugs in the U.S. by increasing competition. So that got knocked out. That would have been something bad right away. But on the other hand, some of the things that market access to Canada, for instance, that's right away. So if there's going to be an improvement, that's right away. But some of the things that would make the biggest difference for working people, that's going to be slow. I mean, a thing everyone needs to understand is this agreement is not going to bring back hundreds of thousands of manufacturing jobs. The government has certified 1 million U.S. jobs lost to NAFTA, and that's just under one narrow program. It's hard to qualify for, so it's an undercount. In that system called Trade Adjustment Assistance, there are 83,000 Wisconsin jobs certified as lost to trade. The top five NAFTA job losses, Briggs & Stratton in Wisconsin, Briggs & Stratton, Honeywell, Masterlock, NewPage. And those jobs, the way this agreement is written, those jobs are not coming back. If it works, over time, workers in Mexico will be able to fight for higher wages. Folks in those U.S. firms make $2 an hour doing the exact same job that someone in Wisconsin got paid $15, $20, $25 an hour to make. This is not a Wisconsin example, but Goodyear, the tire company, many of us have Goodyear tires in our cars. They closed down plants in the U.S. where their workers were making between $22 and $25 an hour. And their workers in San Luis Potosí, in a brand new plant, multi-hundreds of millions of dollars, fancy, fancy plant, get paid $1.88 an hour. Mm. So the wages there are ridiculously low.
Lori, thank you for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Lori Wallach is Director of Public Citizens Global Trade Watch. We've been talking about the USMCA, the replacement to NAFTA. Up next, a Wisconsin alum explains his new adventure on the Discovery Channel, examining and reviving dormant gold mines. Stay with us here on the Ideas Network.